This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You have ended up on the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jennifer is not with us again today. We'll hold our... I actually talked to her yesterday, and you did too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
She seems to still be concerned about the virus in one way or another. So just hope that things work out the way they're supposed to. Lots of information, a lot of conversation back, making COVID number one, the top of the discussion heap. I noticed with some of my friends who are on the more conservative side, the focus on the payroll tax. And I've seen a couple of times this appear on my Facebook page. How about no checks sent out? Instead, no taxes taken out of our earnings the rest of the year. Worker rewarded, freeloader not.
Okay, and freeloader, settle down.
Something...
I have a lot of friends who are not freeloaders who are out of work right now, and their businesses will never come back, and they're trying to figure out their next step in life. So this is just I resent that statement. I absolutely resent that.
Because
of what I just said, I have a lot of friends who lost their jobs and their companies are never coming back. Whether they work in the hospitality industry or in the sports world, there are a lot of people.
They won't get a
check,
so they wouldn't benefit.
Mm-hmm. No, of course not. How does this pay? Look, the reason that the Democrats and a lot of high-ranking Republicans didn't even want to have this conversation about the payroll tax, which I do think in the future, when things are back to normal, I think that is worth having that discussion. But for right now, how does that help anybody get back to work? It doesn't. It just doesn't. So the freeloader stuff is... You know what I would say to that person who posted about freeloaders?
Yes.
You know what? Take a step back and just be grateful that you still have a job, sir. So that's... Because there are a lot of people, there are millions...
I didn't say it was a sir. I didn't
whatever.
Say it was a man.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't care who it is. Sir, yeah. Madam, whatever. Whether you're being supported by your husband or you have a job on your own, then just be grateful that you are still bringing in money, because a lot of Americans right now are really hurting. And you are completely insensitive, and you have absolutely no humanity if you want to call everybody who's out of work a freeloader.
Well, I don't think that's what... I didn't get that everybody who's out of work is a freeloader. What I do get out of this is the complete dysfunction. And I'm wondering whether the world, never mind our country, but when you look what's going on with the Chinese, I'd like to be, as a Pollyanna, and that's what I've been accused of pretty much all my life, always looking more on the bright side and helpful side, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It just bothers me to no end to see how, not only in our country, but around the rest of the world, and it isn't all... the Chinese government, but certainly a lot of it now, the infusion of dysfunction into our everyday life, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, whether we are consumers or sellers, whatever we are, enterprise has gotten better over the years for sure, but now we have this competition that isn't based on based on consumerism. It's based on thought, and there's no flexibility in people's thing. I talked to somebody yesterday who lives in Florida who can't wait for the election to reelect Trump because she thinks that Trump is the end-all and be-all. And I don't usually engage people in these conversations one-on-one because I find them frustrating. Usually people make up their minds, but that's part of the problem. You've made up your mind, and there's such rigidity in your thinking. Did you grow up that way? Did you grow up thinking that way? Were you taught that way, that there was only one way to think about stuff? This myopic view of the world, whether it's political or you know, whether it's my country. Yeah, this is the best place to live, but it's not the only place to live. And so we've been guilty of doing some things we ought not to have done over the years. Doesn't mean we can't change or be better. And I don't mean that means we have to be a patsy either to the rest of the world. But this is a dangerous time. And thinking things through is much smarter than the dysfunction of not thinking things through. I was looking at the number of cases. Apparently, we've now gone back to over 4 million cases. One of the unsung, you know, we always are focused on heroes and the traveling nurses who treat patients not only in hospitals, but they go to homes as well. They are concerned about a lot of the conspiracies that have cropped up around the virus. And part of it is the mask, and part of it is, you know, whether people want to. The excuse for not wanting to social distance or personal distance is that it doesn't do any good. Well, you know what? It does good. And even if you don't think it does any good, why wouldn't you want to be helpful to other people? You know, the business about not. I find it interesting. Every once in a while I meet somebody new, I sort of almost reach my hand out, and then I think, oh, I'm not supposed to shake hands, so we do the elbow. It's kind of a, I don't know what, but I just thinking about, this is actually the day 104 of this, if you were going back to when we first hit the skids here. And, you know, I was paying tribute to these traveling nurses, the people working in the field who basically had no rest. They're not taking vacations this summer. They're not doing, you know, they're not spending time with their family, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I just think that we ought to, the hospitals that are short-staffed, people that are going in there, again, the traveling nurses, sometimes they go in to hospitals where there's a shortage, work there for a while. They're at risk. And if you don't choose to be, quote-unquote, polite around them, or to cover your face, or to do, you know, whatever you ought to do to just be thoughtful. And I don't know. I
also think parents need to, you know, parents really, I just got a local, I get like the local news here in New Jersey where we live, yeah, at the shore, and there are now 45 new cases in the town next to us, and they're all between the ages of 15 and 19. The kids all went to a party, and now 45 of them, all 45 of them who are at the party have COVID. Where are the parents to check in on your teenagers? Because I can tell you right now, in the community, in the beach community where we live, it's an absolute S show right now. No one's wearing a mask. Everyone is a teenager. And people are running around. They're sweating all over each other. The beaches are packed. It's a disaster. And you know, we look around and we wonder, where are the parents? These kids are going home at night. They're teenagers. So where are the parents to say, you know, when you're outside, you need to wear a mask. You can't just walk around with your friends. You can't go to parties.
Police broke up a 700-person house party in it was at an Airbnb in New Jersey.
I'm telling you, when our governor said we've got a knucklehead factor, he was right. Yeah,
party.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. And then they charged three people with disorderly conduct because they were drunk and they went out and they started to fight with the police. To what? Are you that egotistical? You know, damn you if you are. That's what I say. Jackson, New Jersey. Where is that from where you are? Is that on the coast?
It's about 20 minutes away from here. No, it's not on the coast. It's where, you know, Great Adventure, the park, the theme park. That, it's in the town of Jackson. Jackson is, if you live in New Jersey, you know what I'm saying. Jackson is like another planet. Like, you need a passport to go to Jackson, New Jersey. It's just, it's horrible.
Well, the local residents were upset about it. They called 911, and the police showed up, and then they called for backup because nobody would disperse. They were being rude and lewd to the police, and so there you go.
Well, that'll be the next cluster, 700 people at the same party.
700 people, yep, at an Airbnb. It was 1 o'clock in the morning, according to the police report, when all this went on. There you go. From our clip of the day department, looking at the numbers yesterday, how many more people are listening to all of the podcasts, whether it's Good Day Health Show at gooddayhealthshow.com or the American Family Farmers Show.com, Your Hidden Power, all of the shows that I do with it are aimed at helping you in one way or another. And our daily show here, the DJV program, our focus in the clip of the day that's up there right now is me getting educated on the new trend of hard seltzers. And we were discussing aluminum cans and that sort of thing, and it brought us around to understanding that Doug doesn't know anything about any of this stuff. My son and I actually were talking about this last night, Victoria, and there's new kind of Mexican brew that's only available in Southern California that he's going to send to me because he thinks I'll like it. It's kind of a refreshing drink. But, you know, you look at the bottles and the cans and all of the stuff that it takes to present this, whether it's plastic, regular bottles, all this stuff. We go through so much packaging. And it's, you know, what we do about it is, we either live this way. You got to wonder, you remember the old, in the old westerns, they showed people drinking out of leather pouches, that sort of stuff, carrying. It just, you know, I'm not suggesting we do that now, because that would mean killing more cows. But, you know, at some point, we got to find a better way of discharging the food and drinks that we are consuming. Anyway, get educated with me on the new hard seltzers. It's the clip of the day, and all day, every day, you can listen to that day's DJV show at djvshow.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
It's Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. I had started off didn't. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
Silver
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Beautiful night, pretty recognizable voice of Mr. McCartney, who is going to participate on Lollapalooza live stream 2020. Well, the actual event was canceled, but there's going to be a four-night broadcast event taking place from this Friday through next Monday. Lolla 2020, featuring past headlining sets from McCartney, Outkast, Chance the Rapper, Arcade Fire, all going to celebrate the 10th anniversary of their album, Arcade Fire is the Suburbs. The event will also stream past Lollapalooza performances by LCD, Sound Systems, and Metallica, Jane's Addiction, Lord, Alabama Shakes, Ellie Goulding, Tove Lo, and some others. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is going to appear through the event, while Lollapalooza founder and Jane's Addiction frontman Perry Farrell will host conversations with Metallica drummer Lars Ulrich, rapper Chuck D, and some others. Farrell also will lead a David Bowie tribute with Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins. The event streams on Lollapalooza's website and their YouTube account daily, starting at 6 o'clock on this Thursday. Right? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I think that's when it is.
Yes.
Yep. Right? Yeah.
That's correct.
You're encouraged to donate to Arts for Illinois Relief Fund, Equal Justice Initiative, and Michelle Obama's When We All Vote. She'll appear on the live stream to discuss that as well. So this is coming up this weekend for the Lollapalooza fans. Other musical focus here. Every single hour of the DJV program, there is a musical focus in this portion of the hour. Bring you up to date on some of the new songs and the news of the stars. Here's Rufus Wainwright. Song's called Across the Universe. Plenty of remote quarantine sing-alongs to keep our spirits up. But this one from Rufus Wainwright may just have created the largest remote sing-along. He teams up with the Toronto-based group Choir, Choir, Choir to lead 1,500 people in a rendition of Across the Universe, the Beatles song, which Wainwright first recorded about 20, almost 20 years ago. He said, "These voices and faces represent the love and hopefulness we have for our days ahead. Choir said music brings us together. It created a sense of solidarity. As the days pass, we hope we never forget that our voices make a huge difference. In times like these, massive economic hardship, social change, we'll be there for each other. See, that's the hope, that's the thinking, that's the philosophy I'd like to portend, Victoria. Mm-hmm. This project began with a phone call between Wainwright and Choir co-founders, and the trio were hoping to receive 500 submissions for the song and were blown away by the overwhelming response. Rufus said, "I've sung across the universe for many years, but only now do I truly understand the chorus. It is really the universe that is singing. Nothing is going to change my world. Nothing is going to change my world." It's a thrill to express this eternal fact. And I think that's true, frankly. Nothing will change your world unless you let it change your world. Wainwright released his new album, Unfollow the Rules, earlier this month as well. So I think this is a...
I'm a huge Rufus fan, and I think this is just, it's another example of him just being awesome. This is the kind of stuff that he does. He just, he's in his own lane, and I love that about him.
This
is,
I like his father, Loudon Wainwright.
Yeah, and to watch this video, it's so beautiful to see so many people from around the world singing together.
Well, that's the idea. That's the spirit, if you will, spirit of togetherness, spirit of cooperation, spirit of love, spirit of hope. All of those things. So tip of the hat to Across the Universe here on the DJV program. It's 28.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Agriculture officials in nearly every U.S. state are reporting that people are being mailed unrequested packages of seeds that appear to have been mailed from China. And officials are stressing recipients of the mysterious packages should not plant the seeds. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles.
At this point in time, we don't have enough information to know if this is a hoax, a prank, an internet scam, or an act of agricultural bioterrorism.
Some of the packets are reportedly marked as containing jewelry and could display Chinese labeling. Attorney General Bill Barr says Democrats keep trying to discredit him, and he argues that President Trump has never interfered in how he deals with criminal cases. That's what Bill Barr is expected to say today in testimony before the U.S. House Judiciary Committee. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Some federal government workers are now filing claims because they say they got coronavirus on the job. And USA Radio's John Hunt has more on the story.
Nearly 3,000 federal workers have filed compensation claims for having contracted COVID-19 on the job, a number that is expected to double by early next month, according to a Department of Labor review. Individual agency reports from the three largest federal agencies, Defense, Veterans Affairs, and Homeland Security, show the extent of infections and death among workers. The Defense Department reported 5,373 virus cases among civilian employees with 33 deaths. Veterans Affairs reporting that 41 employees have died. Customs and Border Protection and the Transportation Security Administration, two of the largest sub-agencies under the Department of Homeland Security, report a combined 2,905 infections among employees with 14 deaths. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And a COVID-19 outbreak is impacting the Oklahoma County Jail in Oklahoma City. As officials announced yesterday, 33 of its inmates have tested positive for COVID-19. And more than 500 inmates there have been placed in quarantine as a precaution. The county implemented new policies yesterday to ensure that no inmate is taken to the courthouse after testing positive for the virus or if they're even showing symptoms. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour, my voice belongs to me. Doug Steffen is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer, I'm not today, and we must admit honestly we don't know what the story is. Usually we're in very close contact, all of us, with each other, but we haven't heard from Jennifer since yesterday and don't know what's going on in her mind or her body. Just hold a good thought and think good things. Meanwhile, I'm sure that if she were here, we'd be talking with her about this Breitbart. Is it a video or a posting that is completely, apparently, either illogical? The thing is, I want you to tell us a story, but getting through to people because we've become, instead of going to church, we worship at the feet of these people who are ideologists. And so when somebody at Breitbart posts something and people believe that Breitbart is the end all and be all, then, okay, this is true, and it may not be that that's the case. So in this case, what do we have to deal with, Victoria?
Well, in this case, a lot of people don't even know that this is published by Breitbart News. If you're unfamiliar with that, it's an extreme right-wing media outlet. So this video, it features a group of basically actors dressed up as doctors making false claims. It's been removed now by Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. It went viral yesterday. And the problem with it is that it looks like it's a press conference. These people are dressed in white lab coats. There's a woman who identifies herself as a doctor but doesn't give any other credentials. She says things like you don't need to wear a mask to prevent the spread of coronavirus. And she said that the virus has a cure, and that hydroxychloroquine and zinc and Zithromax is a cure, so you don't need masks. Quote, there is a cure. Also, she says
that
things
is true.
Like,
that's,
well,
that's
it's not
true.
A cure for everybody, though, and that's the problem.
That's true. Right.
And so the problem with this is that, you know, there are plenty of studies that have been done that show that, you know, that liver enzymes get elevated when you're taking this medication. Unusual heart rhythms have popped up. This is not a treatment that is for everyone, so you cannot say that it's a cure. The problem, though, is that the virus, the video went viral on Facebook. It became one of their top performing posts with 14 million views before it was taken down. That's a lot of people who saw it. 600,000 people on Facebook already shared it. And then the president, this is where part of the problem. He has admitted that you should wear a mask in public, but yet he retweeted this to his 84 million Twitter followers. And Don Jr. also tweeted it. So Twitter had to take down that version that Donald Jr., that he posted. They took action against the videos that Trump posted, putting up a warning label saying that this is making false claims. The video was removed on YouTube. It was shared 40,000 times there. And so, essentially, this group calls themselves America's Frontline Doctors, and it's not a real thing. And so there's no scientific basis for any of this, and basically they're saying that stay-at-home orders should be ignored, and in this video saying that, you know, you don't need to worry about it, and you don't need to wear a mask.
Where does this stuff come
distance.
From? Why has this become so political, are people so
angry? But when Trump retweets
angry,
this is part of the problem.
Stuff. Well, but it is
and I don't think he even, but it's part of the problem. And his own task force has said the opposite of everything that's in this video. So once again, we get these confusing messages, and it's just not one thing. Why can't it just be one thing? Wear a mask in public, socially distance, and stay away from vulnerable people. But yet these videos, 84 million followers,
what's produced,
is what Trump has.
Why? What is there to be gained by this would be my question to those who are spreading it or those who believe it. That's the question. Why do you think this is right when it obviously is not right? Even people who are, most people know me that I, in terms of my philosophy, I have a political philosophy. I don't know if it's political. I have a life philosophy that's a little bit more to the right than it is to the left. I don't think that I'm a lunatic. I think the lunatics on the left and the lunatics on the right are responsible for lots of the mayhem that we put up with every day, no matter what the category, whether it's our health and well-being, whether it's politics itself, whether it's dealing even with the Chinese. You know, the people that run big businesses that are connected to China that support certain political parties. I mean, it's hard for them to get any traction these days, but there's still people who would have you believe that it's okay to do business with China, and it isn't. There are all kinds of things that are floating around that are just not true. Excuse me,
and,
so
and
critical.
This, and in this video, is there, you know, these fake doctors are actually saying that, you know, wearing a mask and all that is, they labeled it, quote unquote, fake science. It's like, mm-hmm. Well, it's just, I don't know. The problem, and this is the problem with Facebook. You know, on Twitter, the burn rate is really fast. So stuff goes through, you know, your feed really quickly. So things tend to not be shared as quickly on Twitter. And people are a little bit, you know, people are seem to be a little bit more discerning of what they retweet on Twitter. But on Facebook, and we know we did the study only a month or so ago why older people are the ones who fall victims to all this stuff on Facebook, and then they reshare it. And I mean, 600,000 shares on Facebook of something that's just completely fake, it's just ridiculous. And if we're not smarter and we're not advocates for our own health, How are we going to get any better? I don't understand. I don't have a whole lot of hope when it comes to social media and the sharing, and it's very distressing.
It's oftentimes a ruse, frankly. And here's another one of the things that will be bastardized through the next couple of days. The advice on how long patients need to be isolated. If you have been confirmed with mild to moderate COVID, you can leave your isolation without getting a negative test, if you can. If you look at the evidence, it shows most people are no longer infected 10 days after they begin having symptoms. So that's different from when it first started. Mm-hmm. For most people with the illness, isolation precautions can generally be discontinued 10 days after symptom onset and the resolution of fever for 24 hours without the use of any fever-reducing medications. In other words, if you're not taking anything and you don't have a fever for 24 hours, you're okay. For people who have tested positive but don't have symptoms, isolation, other precautions can be discontinued after 10 days. So if you have it, you got rid of it 24 hours, you're fine. If you have it and you don't show any signs, you need to stay out of the public for 10 days. That's pretty much, I think, what we're talking about here. It's pretty simple, straightforward, and unless you want to ruin the country, that's what we're doing. By being selfish and stupid, you're ruining the country. You can say, oh, no, I want my freedom. Okay, well, how many of these bailouts do you think you and I can pay for? Because we're not borrowing the money, we're printing it. So that means that you're going to have to pay through your taxes down this debt in some way, shape, or form. So the more you do stupid, self-serving stuff, the longer this is going to last, and the more it's going to come out of your butt. That's really, I mean, if you want to look at it in a very self-serving way, you're going to pay. We're all going to pay. The longer this goes on, we're all going to be paying. And we'll pay for years in terms of businesses that have gone out of business, people that will be collecting unemployment, people that will be on the dole, people that will be on the street, wherever it is. And it is very, very clear that this can be avoided or at least hindered by intelligently distancing yourself. Why do you have to be that close to people? You know, I'm going to miss when I go to California in a couple of weeks hugging my son and hugging my grandson, hugging my daughter. But I'm going to still hang around with them because they want to see me and I want to see them. But, you know, it'll be hardest for Miles. I know. We've run up. But, I mean, as much as he's being taught how to distance, you know, he hasn't seen his uncle since this all started, which is March. And his uncle lives a mile and a half from him. Hasn't seen his...
Why aren't they doing like a socially distanced backyard thing?
Because Sophie's mother is like your mother.
Right, so, but they can still sit in the backyard with a mask on.
Well, I think they have, but I don't think they have with Miles, but I think they have. The point is that you got lots of things. We've taken a long time to get this sorted out, so why blow it now? I think that's pretty much the question, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yeah.
And by the way, you look around at the influences of all this stuff. If you insist on not wearing a mask, the CEO of Delta says, we'll insist you don't get on our plane. That's about as straightforward as you can get. He says that Delta is steadily and rather aggressively stepping up enforcement of its mask policy to keep crew and passengers safe. You can't board a Delta plane unless you have a mask on. If you board the plane and you insist on not wearing your mask, we'll insist you don't fly Delta in the future. We have over 100 people we put on that list. Major Airlines instituted a policy, I think, a week or two ago of everybody wearing masks. Delta said that passengers who claim they're unable to wear a mask because of health conditions must be medically cleared at the airport or walk, basically. He said, we implemented a new procedure this week because we've had some customers indicate that their underlying condition makes wearing a mask dangerous for them. We've told them that you may not want to fly to reconsider whether air travel is right for you. So their clearance to fly procedure involves a screening conducted in conjunction with the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. The process can take more than an hour. Anybody found falsifying claims of disability or a health condition to get a mask exemption could be suspended from flying Delta as long as mask requirements are in effect.
Don't they have hundreds of people on that list already?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's great that he said that. He said, look, you know, if you want to come on our plane and you want to infect other people and you don't want to play by the rules and you want to claim that, you know, you don't want to wear a mask, I like that he said, you know what, then maybe flying isn't the right mode of transportation for you. Maybe you need to rent an RV instead and drive across the country.
I think the only airline that isn't doing the mid-seat thing is American, and they have always been my airline to go to because it's just easier for me with a number of flights from Boston to L.A. But I'll tell you something. I'm in a riff. I've made two arrangements to go to L.A. because I need to go get a couple of things done. I don't really – I want to, but I don't want to, but I have to. And so each time I made the arrangements, I'm looking for – a direct flight because I don't want to go through other airports.
Right.
And so the first time I get on a plane, make the reservation, they cancel the flight. So I made another reservation, and yesterday they canceled the flight. So you know what I said to the woman? I'm done with this. I called. I went online to see if United or Delta, JetBlue, they all have at least, United and JetBlue have direct nonstops. So I looked into JetBlue, which is the airline I really wanted to fly on. It was $1,900. So,
That's a lot.
So I decided to go. It's $800 to go on United. United is not my preference by any stretch of the imagination, but at least I get on a plane and get off in L.A. But this is the kind of stuff that's going on, you know, just on and on and on and on and on. The airlines are calling for testing to restore transatlantic travel. The European Union also, with the major airlines here, want to get this going again because without it, they have really no profit center. So United, American, Lufthansa have written this week that given the unquestioned importance of transatlantic air travel to the global economy as well as to economic recovery, we believe it's crucial to find a way to reopen air services between U.S., the U.S. markets, and Europe. They said a testing program for the transatlantic market could be an excellent opportunity for government and industry to work together. I don't know. I feel like I want to take a trip, but I don't know where I want to go that I feel is safe.
Well,
you know what I mean?
As Americans right now, there aren't a lot of places you can go. You can't go to the Bahamas. They've barred us. If you go to the EU, you have to quarantine for 14 days, and they're being strict about it. That's not just like you leave the airport and go bye and go to your hotel or whatever. They follow you. They're being really strict about Americans. And Canada doesn't want us. The border's still closed. So where can you go?
Yeah.
Very few places right
take
now will even
to the
accept
mountains.
Them. And that's the world's perception, and they're not wrong about how badly we've handled this virus in this country, and that's why we're on the dark list for travel all around the world.
This is what freedom gets you, I guess, much as anything else.
Yeah, exactly.
48 past the hour on the DJV show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. About 1 in 4 women and 1 in 17 men over the age of 65 will develop osteoporosis, according to the CDC. Mayo Clinic endocrinologist Dr. Robert Warmer says
osteoporosis essentially is where you have a lack of structure or mineral in the bones, so you're more predisposed to fracturing or breaking bones.
As people age, the risk for falls and bone fractures rise.
The most common fracture that we see and the highest risk fractures are vertebral fractures, spine fractures. So it isn't if you get in a car accident necessarily or if you fall off your roof. It's usually a fracture that we wouldn't have expected to happen.
Bone fractures can dramatically decrease a person's quality of life. That's why Dr. Warmers encourages people to get screened for osteoporosis.
A lot of people will have osteoporosis and not even know they have it unless they get a bone density test.
Dr. Warmers also recommends any non-impact balance exercise such as Tai Chi 2 or 3 times a week to help.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Jack Stockwell, one of the premier authorities when it comes to how to safely take care of yourself. This guy's got what it takes, and I'm happy to have him as a participant in all the programs that I do. Jack and his wife Mary at ForbiddenDoctor.com have a fabulous array of helpful information that's there at your service. So now, the posting today about something, this guy... sort of a way, chuckling because it's the way we all kind of get along. When you think of personal relationships, sometimes they're sweet, sometimes they're sour. And jobs can be sweet and sour. Friendships can be sweet and sour. Now, we've got some health benefits from something that's sweet and sour. This is a combo, yes? Do we take these things together, Jack?
Oh, absolutely. We've known for time immemorial. The combination of something as simple as honey and apple cider vinegar. You don't want the white vinegar. You want the apple cider vinegar so that the enzymes and minerals are present. And you want unpasteurized, raw, unfiltered honey from your local area. Every place, any health food, you don't even need health food stores, grocery stores now, will have unfiltered, unpasteurized honey from your local area. People have known for a long time it's one of the best ways to deal with seasonal allergies.
If you've got a local farmer who is, this is the best place to get it. Find it if you can't. This time of year you should have those produce people in every market and every town.
That came out a number of years ago called Folk Medicine by D.C. Jarvis, a doctor, an M.D., D.C. Jarvis, studying the people, the hills of Vermont, as to why... They seem to be, in his study and research, particularly a healthy group of people.
I think there was a song written about it, too. The hills of Vermont are alive with honey.
Something like that. Yeah, it's very famous. Okay. I think it won Best Picture. Anyway,
No doubt. And best song.
Yes, tons of studies on how apple cider vinegar and honey together can help with weight loss, it can help with allergies and cold symptoms, and it can definitely help to improve.
So what's the combo? Here's a glass, a small glass. How much apple cider vinegar do we put into the glass? How much honey do we put?
You put in a couple of tablespoons of the apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
And a good teaspoon of the honey, and stir them up together.
So water, mix it up with some water.
No, you don't need the water. You can dilute a little with the water, but the honey mixes easier in the vinegar than it would.
So that helps
water.
Because you can't really take apple cider vinegar. I'm one who professes to have had that experience. I used to take it, take it straight, and once it got caught in my throat and burned a hole. Oh my God!
If you're going to take apple cider vinegar, like for post digestion problems, you'd probably have a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar and about 6 ounces of water.
Mm-hmm.
And dilute it down like that. And a lot of people find digestion of their food a lot easier if they'll just do something as simple as that.
Right.
But if you take the honey straight with the vinegar, if you want to dilute the vinegar with the honey a little bit and warm it up so that the honey dissolves easier, you can do that as well.
All right.
But the combination to do has been known for, together, it has been known for such a long time now to be so effective for so many reasons.
So are we so addicted to sugar and sweet that when we taste this, we'll say, I don't want this, and then not do something that's good for us? Is there a danger in that?
Oh, sure. We've done it. You know, unless you get that sugar kick, unless you get that sugar kick with everything you eat anymore for the average American, the true underlying aroma and flavor of foods has been destroyed in the processing of those foods for shelf life, and in return they're loaded with sugar, and as a result we have moved away from the true flavorful experience of food to the kick of the sugar.
Well, a word to the wise is sufficient, so they say. So this can help you with your weight loss program. Speaking of that, if you're on a weight loss program, maybe you should consider, if it's not working or you're not feeling well, maybe you ought to consider the alternative, which is the natural way to lose weight with Calitrin. Doesn't have any drugs, doesn't have any stimulants at all. It works so well, been around for decades. Once you order it, you get what you get, and you don't have to. It doesn't automatically ship stuff to you. That's bogus. You don't want to do that. What you want to do is go to toploss.com and heed the advice that you've been listening to from me and some of the folks on the program for years and years and years now. Toploss.com. Buy three, get three free. That's the deal now. Sizzling summer deal. No shipping charge when you use the discount code DJV at toploss.com. The natural way.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.